Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, your hosts, B. LePage, Justin Dowd, and Alex Zobin.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club.
I'm Justin.
I am Jay.
And that's our man of the booth, Boothman.
Boothman, on the beat.
Guys, very exciting news for you tonight. We are coming to you from the set of Amazing Spider-Man 2 in New York.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Andrew shooting. Garfield is here.
Yep. Yeah. Just say something, Andrew. Whoa, yes, okay.
Oh, and Emma Stone is here. Emma, could you say
Emma?
Something?
Hi.
Good. Oh, what a sexual.
Shailene Woodley from the new Mary Jane is here.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Oh, I'm also a chimney sweep.
What she sounds like.
There are very few chimney sweeps.
All right. We're coming to you from Fontana's in New York. Yeah. But Amazing Spider-Man 2 is probably filming somewhere around here.
That's true.
That's pretty exciting.
The biggest production ever in New York.
Yeah, so you don't know over the course of the next hour. Who could wander in here?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, a homeless man.
Literally anybody.
We're a hot spot. Yep.
Yeah.
We're like the Tonight Show of New York.
Think about it. Guys, I'm very excited about the guest that we have on the show. He is returning, very funny comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Ecker!
Yeah, Scotty! Welcome to the show. Good to have you back.
So,
hey, guys.
Sir, first bit of business, when you got cast in Amazing Spider-Man 2, what was that feeling like?
Well, you know, I just don't know that I can live up to the Sandman in the same way that the guy from Sideways did.
No, that's the guy from Wings, Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church is in Sideways, right?
He is.
He is.
Yeah.
To me, he's the guy from Wings.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
To me, the guy from Wings is Tim Daly.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, Pete, who's your guy from Wings?
What was that fat guy who was pretty awesome?
Roy Biggins,
yep.
The character.
Yep.
Nice. I used to be his personal assistant in New York. Not a joke.
Really?
Yeah.
The fat guy from Wings?
The fat guy from Wings, yeah. I would go to his apartment, and he would say, could you please do some shopping for me? And then I would go shop for him. He'd be like, there's a peanut butter I like down. It's at a place called Peanut Butter and Company down by NYU. Could you go get that for me? Will you be able to be back in 4 hours? And I was like, I could be back here in 45 minutes. But instead, I'm going to read comics in the park.
Yeah. Sweet gig.
My cousin owns Peanut Butter Company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Roy Biggins was giving direct money to my family.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That's
wow.
Thank you.
That is the coolest thing about that story.
Peanut Butter Company should put his picture up on the wall, and everyone will be like, there's a fat guy on the wall, and no one would recognize
him. By the way, I want to mention, for those of you listening at home, that was clapping in the audience. That was Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Martin Sheen, everybody, returning for Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Returning from the dead.
Flashbacks.
Yeah.
Braids.
So, Scott, what's going on with you?
Well, Pete was about to make a joke at Alex's expense.
How come you don't get us free peanut butter then?
That's to you, Alex. Where's all this free?
What's up with the free peanut butter?
Where's the free PBs?
Yeah, it's all my fault. But the funny thing is that Alex and I are related. His cousin is my wife.
Wait, what?
What?
That's not true.
No,
that's not true at all.
What? Everyone has free stuff. Who are you related to?
Nobody.
Nobody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were just born out of stone and fire.
Gollum.
Yeah.
Well, who are you related to, Justin?
John Tyler was the 11th president of the United States. Not related. Steven Tyler, lead singer of Aerosmith and scarf enthusiast. Not related. Bonnie Tyler, who sang Total Eclipse of the Heart. Great song. Not related.
I saw that.
John Tyler is the only gay president, isn't that right?
I don't think that's true.
I think that's true. Isn't he like the famous bachelor president?
No,
is there anyone out there?
They were all gay.
No, Alex, you're right.
Okay.
It's an all-gay club.
Gay
the presidency of the United States. Early,
over 35 and gay to be all right.
excuse me, guys. I'll be right back.
Oh. Pete's heading out of here.
He's running for the presidency. Ladies and gentlemen, Pete LePage is running for the presidency.
Pete, no wonder he seemed out of sorts. Pete wasn't wearing his Punisher slippers.
I forgot to put on my Punisher slippers.
Now he's going to Mr. Roger it here.
I have to say, as fans of the Comic Book Club, or at least fans that are as big as I am, might remember, I've been on the show before.
Yeah.
But I also listen to the show every week, and I have not been on the show since they've been talking about these Punisher slippers. And for all of you listeners, I am disappointed. They're not nearly as exciting as I imagined.
What are you talking about? Giant puppy skull on there.
Blood coming out of the eyeballs.
They're like white pillows that have, skull-like.
To be made out of human flesh, the flesh of criminals.
Yeah, maybe.
With an actual skull of a person on top.
The skull of a person, or at least a more lifelike skull, is something I was expecting. They're great. They're still Punisher slippers.
Pete, the skulls don't even talk.
What? What would they say?
Help us. Please help us. Get us off these stinky feet.
What do you think the discussion of the licensing department was like when they decided to have Punisher slippers?
Well, I'm sure Thomas Jane was there saying, Could you cast me in this Punisher slipper?
I'll do the slipper if you want. Yeah.
You know, it bothers me that you make fun of Thomas Jane because that guy is enthusiastic and has a great vision of the Punisher, and I wish you would recognize him.
Yeah, do you know who else is enthusiastic? Murderers.
Yeah.
About killing. They're enthusiastic. I mean, I'm just drawing a negative parallel.
What?
Whoa.
Don't worry about
Have you been taking some night classes? Your lexicon has expanded.
Thank you so much.
You're like the cipher of...
That's why they call me a lexicon.
Okay, let's go back to something else.
Scott, what's going on with you? What have you been up to?
Well, I'll give you a choice. So I just had a baby. I think I may have mentioned it before.
Right. Yes. Baby. Congratulations.
So we can either talk about something related to my baby, which is I've been reading a lot of comic book-esque things, namely children's books. I am like actually an aficionado of children's books. I don't know if you guys knew this, but since you were children, I guess Alex knows this, They published like a shitload of children's books, an ocean of children's books that I was unfamiliar with, and I've read a lot of them. So we can talk about that.
Do you read any celebrity children's authors?
I've yet to read a celebrity children's book. No, but I've read books that have become series that are like huge in kiddom that I didn't even know existed. Like
kiddom.
Olivia.
I don't know
Olivia.
Yeah,
you know Olivia.
I don't know Olivia.
The little pig. She's fucking great.
She's a pig.
She's a little pig, and she's precocious.
And
let me tell you, the first time I read Olivia, I was like, this book is fantastic. I had no idea that there is now an Olivia empire. And my wife went out and, as a present to me, bought a bunch of Olivia books, some of them like canon Olivia books, and others like Olivia books that are based on the TV show that's based on Olivia. Oh. And let me tell you, those derivative Olivia books suck.
Well, I hear they're rebooting the Olivia continuity coming up to sort of try to increase sales.
Yeah, the new Olivia 2. Never mind.
It's not going to work.
Have you read any of the Mo Willems books?
Mo Willems, of course. I have the Don't Let Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Yeah.
It's a fucking fantastic book. Also,
I assume you guys are making these.
Nuffle Buddy will kill you. Just wait until you get to Nuffle Buddy 3, boy.
Yo, Pete, How's Getting Drunk? Yeah. It's pretty good on my end.
Yep.
All right, it's funny, and like I can take some subtle ribbing for it, but Olivia is great, and Nuffle Bunny is great, and Don't Let Pigeon Drive the Bus. They are legitimately good books. So anyone listening, if you've got kids or about to have them, buy those books.
And you know what actually does tie in nicely with our actual show? The Mo Willems books, they use elements of comic books. It's something that started to seep into children's books. It's not just pictures, then words on the side. Mo Willems in particular, he uses speech bubbles. He has sound effects. As well as the words telling
story. Are you telling me that this children's book author put a sound effect on the page? What a fucking innovator.
Again, fun. I'm just saying.
What an innovator. This is amazing.
Elephant Piggy is really good. You should read it.
Elephant Piggy.
I don't want to pull rank on Alex here, but
sure.
Maurice Sendak, the author and illustrator of Where the Wild Things Are, whatever. I don't know. It's
Where
embarrassing
the wild
that I screwed that title up. He wrote a book that I bought on Amazon, Sight Unseen, because the description of it on Amazon was it's very comic book-like. And it's about like a boy who has a dream where this nude child, like he's a nude toddler, his penis is in multiple pages, falls into like a vat of dough, and these rotund chefs.
The night kitchen.
The night kitchen, yeah. These like fat chefs, they like want to bake him into the morning cake, and it's fucking crazy. It's a crazy book. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, he gains the powers of cake.
You know, we've changed. We started this show as just to talk about dude stuff and drinking and motorcycles. And now we're talking about children's books. We've changed.
Well, so children's books. Let's get to the comics.
Yeah.
Children's books are stupid. Let's get to comics.
Yeah. Let's move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing it. All right. First title we are going to talk about today, guys, is this one, Cable and the X-Force, number 6
yes.
from Marvel Comics.
Now, this is my pick.
This is your pick.
Yeah.
We're going out of order.
It's okay. We can do that.
Can we?
We take risks. Like talking about children's books. Everyone turned off their iPods.
Yeah.
So in this book, in this comic book, it's sort of like a lot of disgraced characters from all the different AVX. Like Cable is out here. They're on the run. Colossus is having a tough go of it. Domino and Colossus have been hooking up, which is really cool.
She gets around that one.
It's really cool because the idea of hooking up is cool.
Yeah, dude. No. Have you ever like really done it?
Well, she gets lucky a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. No.
Yeah. And Colossus did too. Oh. And then so, but what I like about this is it's really taking these characters and really like using all of their pathos and telling like interesting stories with them. And it's not just like we're like a team on the run. We got to kill stuff.
I do got to interject here and say I'm really getting upset with Marvel. It seems like we have the same last page in a lot of books where it's just Cyclops being like, hey, I'm a dick. I've been reading lately, it's just Cyclops always just being like, hey, don't forget about me. I'm a dick
I'm a dick.
It's like, it's really upsetting.
I love this last page reveal. It's Cyclops coming up to his son and saying, like, son, we need to talk.
Right.
I'm a dick.
I got a new uniform, but I'm still a dick.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I like this a lot.
Cool.
I loved it up until the last page.
Really?
Yeah, it's fine. I actually like Dennis Helpless's writing a lot of the two books he's writing for Marvel right now, this and Avengers Arena.
Yep.
I love Avengers Arena. I think it's great. This just isn't grabbing me for whatever reason. I like the idea of over-the-top 90s action movie, which is kind of what's going into here. Mm-hmm. It's fun, but I'm not really getting the pathos. I'm not really necessarily getting the character interaction. It's
you
want to
see more Snuggle Pig and Nuffle Time or whatever.
Yep. Nuffle Bunny.
If we could see Snuffle Pig in the X-Force.
It's just too much like... It is what it's like
action.
Sort of making fun of.
A little bit, yeah. What did you think?
I thought it was good. Well, I don't go into the character analysis.
I think the characters are really well done. They're
I was
nice.
About to say I like that the men are men and the chicks are in bikinis in this comic. Like,
yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, dude, it's like a non-stop.
Finally, a comic that tells it like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of old school sort of action movie-esqueness, I thought it was fun. I had read bad things about this particular series. I had not picked it up. This was my first issue, and I was surprised by how much I enjoyed it.
And now that you say that, it does have the old Dukes of Hazzard put on a bikini, distract the cops, why everybody goes around the other way.
Yeah.
And also Colossus.
They use that in every episode of Dukes of Hazzard.
Yep.
Those cop Boss Hog doesn't know shit about shit.
Yep, there we go. All right, let's move on with our next pick, Saga number 11.
Yeah.
This is my pick.
Yeah, talk about this a little bit, Pete.
Oh, my God. This was a little bit of a tearjerker on this one. Sad issue, very powerful, very amazing. This series continues every issue to be nonstop, like hold it up. This is what comics should be like.
Hold it up.
Yeah. This is what people should be like, oh, you don't like comic books? Read this and
well,
then
say
that to
me. Well, what was good in particular
me.
About this? What did you like about this issue?
Well, I just thought, things went down in the last issue. A lot of things up in the air. A lot of cats
things
flying
are down
in
and
space.
Up. Yeah, totally.
So you're saying you like this because it's a page-turner and stuff happened in the last issue and then it's
would you let me finish?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
And then in this issue, what we had was, because we were dealing with so much stuff, you kind of forgot about the dad for a moment. And he actually, spoiler, dies, and they do it in such a powerful, amazing way. It was really, really well done.
Do you want to do a little plot?
I agree with everything Pete said, especially the down and then the up, because that's what happened.
For those who aren't reading the book, it's a sci-fi fantasy epic about this couple that's on the run with their kid. They're in a tree spaceship with the guy's parents.
Yeah.
They've been attacked by some bounty hunters, being sucked into a giant universal baby, and they're trying to get away. And in the process of getting away...
This is kind of like what your guys' everyday life is,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're sucked into a giant baby all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what fatherhood is like.
Yeah,
holy
I would assume
shit.
That you guys could really relate to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is great. I mean, this series is fantastic. Every single issue, you're absolutely right. Every last page and first page of this comic is always really good.
I got to say, I'm a page 2, a page 16, and a page 18 guy.
Yeah, my favorite part about this, the last page, when Cyclops shows up and is like, I'm a dick.
Yeah, it was out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it really caught me off guard at this.
What did you think about this, Scott?
I thought this was outstanding, and I told Justin before, I mean, I'm relatively new to being big into comics, like the last couple of years. And the previous issue of Saga is, I think, the first time that I exclaimed out loud. And because it was the last issue, I can tell you.
Ever?
It's when,
in your entire life?
Well, at a comic book.
That's amazing.
Oh, a comic book.
He's never raised his voice.
And maybe I'm now revealing that I'm not, like, an empathetic guy, because the dad dying in this issue was not nearly as sad to me as when Lion Cat got, like, sucked into outer
space.
What? Yeah, right?
When that happened, I literally out loud was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was so upset. And this also, I think that it would be fine to read this in a trade, but I'm glad that I'm not, because I basically had a month, not that I was thinking about it every day, but that fucking really hit
Scott,
me.
Where's the baby?
And then
I'm thinking about Saga. There's cats in space.
Your wife's beating and the then shit this out issue, me. The most like one of the most badass things that I can remember seeing in a comic, because it made me exclaim out loud again, was the sort of follow on to what happens with Lion Cat out in space. And I'm now the Will. He's the bounty hunter guy, I think. Is like a total fucking badass. And everyone has always said, including you, like, oh, it's the most cinematic. Like, this will be made into a movie. Those panels of the Will doing what he does
with the
spoiler, maybe to save, maybe
to save a cat,
to save someone,
some cat.
Someone that I felt shed more tears over than the dad,
whoever that is.
I was like, I want to see that on the big screen. I love this,
Scott,
this issue.
You know, I don't want to be a dick here, but I hope that your kid someday doesn't get more upset about their cat dying than you.
Yeah,
can we institute a rule? I feel like rather than saying dick, we could just say Cyclops. I don't want to be a Cyclops.
Yeah. I don't want to be a Cyclops here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool. He looks like a penis. I mean, he is slim. He looks like a penis.
He is slim. That's the only quality of a penis.
Well, I mean, he's
that's
tall.
The only quality of a penis. It's just slim.
And squirts things out of the top.
I don't know if he squirts lasers out of his eye.
Has a big red X on it.
Yep, right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Guy, yeah, totally. I have a big red pee hole. What are we talking about?
I don't even know. Let's talk about our next comic, which is Avengers number 8 from Marvel Comics.
Yeah. This is your pick?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it? All right.
Well, you picked it.
Sure. I loved Avengers number 7, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
I showed up late, so I didn't actually get a pick.
Oh,
today.
Well, okay. I wasn't going to say it, but
sorry.
If you're
I will
confessing.
Say, this series has grown on me a lot. I feel like the first couple of issues I felt very cold on. It's very Jonathan Hickman, who's writing it, being very analytical, coming up with big sci-fi concepts. The Avengers are fighting guys who have sort of like a Genesis bomb, if you're a Star Trek fan, remaking the genetic structure of the Earth. Star Trek?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, awesome. It's good.
Star Trek 2.
Yeah,
of course. And Star Trek 3.
You don't have to talk to us about
A little bit
about
Star Trek 4, because they all connected as an overarching.
I don't know.
Yeah, Genesis
they're sequels of each other.
Yes. sequel movies seem to connect to each other. My point is, it's been very analytical, and it's continued to be analytical. He still hasn't really connected with the emotion. Yep. What he started doing is he's structuring these issues like a mystery. Yeah. Almost there's a huge twist in every single one, and it almost happens the exact same way, but it continues to be surprising. A couple of issues back, he did the origin of the new Captain Universe, had narration where they're talking about planets and the universe and stars, and they show these two lights several panels. The Captain Universe is completely broken. She's insane. Something's happened to her. We find out those two lights aren't planets. They aren't stars. They're lights of a car that hit her and killed her child.
Yeah.
So it's a huge twist to that issue. Last issue had a brilliant structure where this white event happens that gives somebody powers that are supposed to save the universe. So we're finding out over the course of the issue, somebody's going to be Starbrand. Something's happened. Something's wrong with the white event. It's not working the way it is. We see all these people that are probably going to get the power, people that have really interesting two-page backstories. Mm-hmm. And it turns out at the end of the issue, it's none of them. It's a guy who shows up in
some
the background
loser.
Who gets knocked down by one of the characters, who's serving one of the characters.
Yeah.
He's always in the background throughout the issue. So it's a very cool reveal. Here we're tying into the first arc. And to be honest, I wasn't quite as crazy about it.
No.
But with the past couple of issues and what he's setting up and how he has it structured, I'm completely on board regardless.
Yeah, I really agree. Also, I loved how in this issue in particular, you kind of like saw it coming a little bit, and it was still so great when it happened. And what I mean is like, you have this little kid, and Captain America's like, oh, it's just a little boy, it's fine. You're like, oh, God, every time Captain America says something like that, like, oh, it's just gonna be fine, it's just a little boy that we found.
That is his classic tagline.
And it's like, it's never just a little boy. But
well,
then,
yeah, it's like that time he saw this really cool motorcycler, and he was like, that dude is awesome. And then the guy took off his helmet, and the hair fell down, and it was totally a girl.
Yeah, just like that.
What?
Anyways, I really just like the idea of, like, this little boy being so powerful, just, like, knocking Hulk all the way into space and then being like, can someone please go get the Hulk? Yeah. It was really funny.
That
cool.
was awesome. The thing yeah. that was I thought cool. was crazy about that, well, I like the framing of that. I thought that was neat when it was like a reveal that the Hulk was being blasted into space.
Yeah.
I also thought it was a little odd that the entire Avengers team that's there on site, their immediate reaction was, oh, okay, fuck that it's a little boy. We need to murder this kid.
Yeah.
And Thor was literally like, I'm going to use Mjolnir or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know how to say it.
That's so, right.
To kill this child just because he blasted the Hulk into space. And it's like, all of you have done much worse things to the Hulk.
Yeah.
In continuity many, many times. And yeah. then to blame this kid who doesn't know what's happened to him, I thought it was interesting.
And then even after the kid, like, vanishes, Thor's sitting there. He's like, I really wanted to hit him with his hammer. He really has a line that's like, Mjolnir wanted to hurt him or something. And it's like, oh, gee, cool it. And in this issue, especially, the Avengers are sort of the side characters. We have these main characters that are like the White Event. Something's happening in space, blah, blah, blah. And that's not even... The Avengers are just there to be like the foot soldiers, which I think is sort of a weird...
Yeah, do you get the sense that Hickman is not quite as interested in the Avengers in the series?
I think so, yeah. Because all these characters, the new characters he's introducing are from the new universe. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yep.
They're all, he's bringing them back, which I think is such a weird, he's like bringing a new sort of Avengers-like team back into the Marvel universe.
Well, speaking of bringing back characters, this is a variant cover, the one that I read before the show, and I did not know who this crazy cowboy
that
was.
That is Rawhide Kid.
Great Avenger.
Yep.
He's a cowboy with a funny
That's
vest.
That's old school.
Yep.
He looks like he could be president in this vest.
Two Gun Kid, says our expert.
He appears nowhere in the issue.
Oh, okay. Huh?
No, they're doing a cover of all the Avengers ever in the last 50 years, I believe.
Oh.
Nice.
Ignorant. Cool. So, yeah, he was kind of looking forward to that, and then it was like, nope.
Yeah, no, this cool cowboy guy.
Yeah, oh, well. Sorry,
cool
dude.
Cowboy guy.
All right, last thing we're going to talk about, Five Ghosts, The Haunting of Fabian Gray.
Yeah. Yes.
This comic, woo, very popular this week. Sold out, sort of out of nowhere.
Well, it's, you know, Five Ghosts, very popular.
Five Ghosts, Damian
Gray. Oh, no,
Gray.
I'm thinking of Five Guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, Five Guys, a burger joint, yeah.
Yeah, when I saw that, unrelated. I really became hungry and wanted to buy that comic.
Oh, great tie-in.
Yeah, yeah.
Pete, did you like this?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with... The Five Ghosts thing is, lately, I think it's been Image, is they've had a lot of, like, guys who are possessed by, like, a samurai,
Wait, so
a
you're
Viking.
Talking about that one other book.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Oh. So, yeah, yeah. So in my mind, it all runs together.
Yeah.
But...
Just like your whole life runs together.
Wow, dude. you really put me in my place there.
Well, I've known you for a long time.
But I really like the way this was done. I kind of showed up like, okay, another guy... possessed by all these other things, and it won me over. I thought it was really well done, very interesting first issue in a way that I'm on board.
The whole thing reads like an old pulp you find like at the bottom of a trunk or something. Like, it's very like old style, the art's very old, but I love the way the visual, like when the Damian Gray like takes on the powers of like the wizard
Fabian,
Damian Rice, David Gray, the musicians.
Yep.
The archer stands behind him in sort of a cool way. It's a nice visual. It's a very visual comic.
Do you want to give the concept of the book for those who don't know?
Sure. This guy is an adventurer who is he's sort of these ghosts. He can call on their powers, and it's sort of hurting him at the same time when he's
helping
when he's trying to go on these different quests. So he ends up with some Spider-Men by the end.
Cool. Scott, what did you think about this book?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I thought the art was gorgeous, which basically means I skimmed this one. look good, yeah.
I
need to go and buy
one.
It, but well, I guess it's sold out, so I won't be able to.
Maybe just take this copy,
digital.
It's fine.
I'll just take this copy.
Wow, what a nice guy you are.
Hey, no problem.
You gave away Justin's comic. Yeah. That's so nice of you.
That's cool. Yeah, why don't you take Alex's iPhone, too? that way you can send us a review once you've read it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and that's it for the stack.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to go over to Booth Man.
Booth Man.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, angry Booth Man.
I'll fix time for your audience questions.
It's just rough.
It's just rock and roll, guys. Get used to it. It's here to stay.
Classically what's known as rock and roll.
I love rock and roll music.
Yeah.
I know you do.
I'm also a big fan of rap.
Put on to... Wow. That wouldn't hold up in court.
I am also quite interested in rapular music, if possible.
What is this jazz I've been hearing about?
Oh, boy. First question, which comic book character do you wish died and stayed dead?
Oh, fuck.
So I guess this is one that is alive now.
One that died and came back to life.
If you want
to
get specific.
Stayed dead.
Yeah.
I feel like we've gotten this question enough times that we should have an answer.
We should.
Oh, no.
Cypher.
Oh, God. You answer Cypher, that's a catch-all answer for
you. It's the only thing I ever think about.
You wish that he stayed dead, but you're getting so much more interesting issues of him translating.
Look, we all know what Cypher's death did to Reign and the rest of New Mutants. Emotionally, it's something that's lasted for decades at this point, and they just undid it. And we're all mad about it. The forums, we're all mad. Cypher.
Rogue gets thesaurus, almost went out of business.
So, pretty bad.
I got a couple answers here. One is Sabretooth. The other is Captain America.
You wish he died and stayed dead.
Stayed dead, yeah.
You mean Steve Rogers, Captain America.
Yeah, he was frozen. Not frozen. He was shot with a time bullet.
I liked Bucky Barnes as Captain America. Yeah. I thought it was far more interesting than
it was,
Steve
especially
Rogers.
The way Brubaker was writing it.
Same thing with on the Batman side.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
With Nightwing taking over for Batman.
I'll tell you, in Batman Inc. 8, when Dick Grayson gets briefly together with Damian Wayne and they're talking about old times, that to me was the most poignant part of that issue.
Me too. I thought that was
so good.
I
really wanted to see them back.
Yeah.
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 I guess my answer, as usual, is Frankencastle. I think it was a mistake.
Yeah, I wish that never happened. I wish that
never
happened.
In fact, I'd actually like to cut up your slipper into a bunch of tiny pieces and sew it back together. If I could do that.
If you ever did that, you might as well just call your mom and say that you love her because you would die.
what a nice threat that is.
For cutting up your
slipper.
Hey,
Mom, I have a minute here before Pete kills me. I just wanted to say I love you, and I'm dying because I hurt his slipper.
Yep.
Because he's a psychopath.
Right.
You got to get some docking slippers.
I feel like your mom would understand.
Yeah, that's true. She's,
she was like,
she's
she
seen
kept
this
pushing
coming for a year.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's how your mom talks, right?
Yep. My mom is a grandmom.
My mom's a grandmom.
It's happened to
all of us.
Shit's
real. Yeah, it happens.
Shit just...
I have a boring answer, but it's related to Batman Incorporated number 8. I wish that, like, Tim Drake would die. I feel like there have been so many Robins. Yeah, I just want all of the like middle Robins to be gone.
Wow.
And it was sad when Damian died, and like I'm into that. I imagine in 10 years there will be like we'll be on our 8th Robin, and then he will die really like sort of.
See, I wish they'd get rid of Dick Grayson, Jason Todd, and just leave Tim Drake. So I'm the opposite. Huh. I like Tim
because
Drake
he's more of a nerd.
Yep.
Whoa!
Well, that's true, right?
Boom!
Got to the heart of it.
Yeah, he really did.
That was
we're calling out things we wish people would die. Cyclops.
No, because
I'm
sorry. Because Tim Drake was smart, right?
He was. I like Tim Drake too.
He's good at being Robin. He's good at being Batman. What's Dick Grayson good at? Circus. That's it.
Yo, that's hard.
Yeah, I'm really good at jumping.
Yo, have you been to a circus lately, dude?
Wait, I was
it's fucking crazy.
I was in a circus on Sunday.
I don't believe
well,
you.
That is
yo, bro. I was in a circus on Sunday.
I was on a circus on Monday. I went to two circuses.
I was actually
at the circus on Sunday.
And how dare you come in here saying circus is bullshit?
I'll tell you. They opened up the circus saying, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the circus. None of us could ever be Robin. We just want to get that out of the way.
Well, Robin died. I don't think anyone wants to jump on
that. Now a moment of silence for Damian Wayne.
Very specific
circus.
Really
hip circus you went to.
Hip circus.
It's good, though.
Did you really go to a circus?
I did.
Yeah.
I went to the Ringling Brothers Circus at Barclay Center.
Yep.
That sounds... Brooklyn. Why do you hate it? You love circus.
No, I do. I'm doing a bit for the show, Justin. We'll talk about it later.
Well, anytime anyone shits on a circus...
cool. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. So let's get the next question, please.
Please come up with a signature deli sandwich for your favorite character.
Ooh, signature Ooh. Deli sandwich. Signature.
Well, a dictionary between two slices of bread.
Very New York question, huh?
Cool. Yeah, very
signature
New York. Oh, hey, well, oh, so I guess Katz from Katz Delicatessen is here. What?
Okay, so that's, well, we can help each other out.
Yeah,
right?
So I think
why did that everyone panic about that?
I think Wolverine sandwich would just be like a raw piece of meat between
with sheet metal in the middle.
Yeah. It just well, that's just beef and bread. I think that would be it.
That's pretty good.
That's barely a sandwich.
Yep. What about favorite character, Starman?
Starman, yeah.
So it's going to be an old sandwich because of the antique shop.
He loves antiques.
Right.
It's true.
It'll have some celery in it for his staff.
What?
I don't
what?
Know. It's long. I'm trying to think of something
stalk?
Like
stalk.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Great. You have a...
Oh, and starfruit.
Yeah. Right. Great,
yeah, all right, Justin, good pick.
Thank you. I actually had that for lunch. It's weird that you could pick that. Starfruit, celery, and an antique. It was expensive. It was an expensive sandwich. It was a commemorative Elvis plate.
We'll skip the cipher. I like the Flash. Flash is one of my favorite characters.
So just be crumbs.
Small.
Just be crumbs in a light breeze.
Or it would be just highly caloric. It's like all sugar. Just like a sandwich made of sugar that would be
Or just a big pile of speed on white bread.
Yeah, that's better. Cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Who's your favorite character, Scott?
Well, I'm trying to reverse engineer what character would best fit the Subway sandwich Italian, like the Italian sandwich, because that's my favorite sandwich.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, I like that. Like
Italian sandwich.
Spicy Italian, not the Italian BMT,
who
but the spicy,
spicy Italian.
Italian. And I was like, are there what Italian superheroes are there?
Oh, what about a Dial H for Hero?
Never heard of it. But that's it. My
like
favorite
a sandwich
because Dial H for Hero. Subway Hero.
You should open a shop.
Wait, no, I get
H
it though.
Hero.
It's Jared. If Jared, I'm sure that Subway did some tie-in with Jared, promotional comic.
Jared's your favorite comic book superhero?
Well, because I'm reverse engineering, my favorite sandwich is the Italian BMT / spicy Italian. I don't know. It's pretty twisted logic. I couldn't come up with a funny sandwich for Batman.
Well, it's kind of, if you say BMT the wrong way, it kind of sounds like Bootsman.
No, it
yeah.
doesn't.
It's
Bootman.
Bootman.
I think the Batman sandwich would just be one cold, lonely piece of pepperoni.
Something tragic. Tragic. Yeah.
Maybe a bunch of sardines.
A dropped piece of pepperoni in an alley.
Bunch of sardines on some bread would be the penguin.
Yeah. Nice. What other? Oh, you already did yours. Piece of metal, you said?
Guys, email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. Let us know what your hero sandwich
is. Did I tell you this last time what my idea for a Superman comic is? Did I tell you this, what Superman would do?
No, is it sandwich related?
I've told Pete this.
Yep.
It's sandwich related, or it's meal related. This is like, if I had like one page of a comic, I would have Superman walk into a restaurant, and Lex Luthor is like, he's taking Lois Lane captive. I don't know. He's got all the power, Lex Luthor does.
Uh-huh.
And he's like telling it to Superman. And then Superman just looks at him quietly and eats his steak. And then he eats the plate. And then he eats the table and he eats the knife. And he just, like, eats everything in the restaurant because he's Superman. And then walks out. And Lex Luthor is intimidated.
That's a really good story.
And Lex Luthor is intimidated?
Yeah, he's intimidated because Superman can eat anything.
He's like, wow, that really is a Superman.
Yeah.
That's the last line.
That's what he would say. That's the last line.
Yeah.
Or maybe you turn it and it's like a full page spread of Lex Luthor thinking and then the thought bubble.
Oh, great.
Wow.
And then
it really is a Superman.
And then he murders Lois Lane.
And then he murders Lois Lane.
And Superman's like, what was I thinking?
And then he makes
that
out with Wonder Woman.
Trick.
Yeah. I don't know. Now we're
And then it cuts to the front page of the Daily Planet and it's a picture of him eating a table that says, Superman fucking nuts. And that's it.
I don't know. Intimidating.
That should be a whole new comic from DC. Superman : fucking nuts.
Great idea. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics.
All right.
Let's get the next question.
How do you guys feel about casting, and I'm going to say his full name because this person just put the old school wrestling name, Dwayne The Rock Johnson
in
the Hercules adaptation?
Oh, boy. Well, we have a lot of strong opinions
about
Hercules.
How are your feelings about this? Like, what do you actually feel
Dwayne
emotionally?
Dwayne would have to work on his jerry curl a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Wait, is this the adaptation of the old TV show, the spinoff of Xena, or is it the comic?
No, it's actually a comic book from...
And I think Xena was a
spinoff
of Hercules.
Yeah, wait a minute. Do you think Xena was
sorry,
first?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
How dare you.
Kevin Sorbo is going to come to my house and murder
me. I'm forgetting who published it, but it actually is an adaptation of a comic book.
Radical.
What?
Radical.
Radical, yes, thank you.
Radical answer.
Boo.
Radical dude. What do you guys think? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he has a lot of muscles.
I like him.
Hercules has muscles.
I think he's good.
Very charismatic man.
Let's see. Yeah. What makes Hercules
well, he's got to be able to sing Go the Distance.
Yep.
Good ref.
He's got to drink a lot.
Dwayne The Rock.
Hang out with Meg.
What are you talking about?
I've watched a lot of Hercules, Disney's Hercules.
Oh, man.
A lot of it? A lot of the one movie?
Yeah.
I have never seen that Disney movie. It's universally held up as the one of the worst Disney movies.
Actually, James Woods is a pretty good villain in it.
Cool, man.
Did you beat him by dropping a bunch of candy on the floor?
What? I don't know what anyone is talking about.
Ooh,
right now.
Piece of candy.
Are you only making children?
Ooh, piece of candy. Family Guy, when James Woods.
What?
What happened to our references? Let's keep them in where we all know them.
Let's get back to the questions
you
about
guys
children's
don't watch Family
books.
Guy, you don't know.
No,
that?
And I don't watch Hercules, the kids movie. We're adults talking about comic books.
So angry.
Isn't that enough?
I can't believe you're upset by that.
Well, okay. Hercules. yeah, he'd be good. Muscles is the whole thing, right? It's just muscles.
Well,
I will say he's in the new G.I. Joe movie. It's pretty cool in the trailer when he cuts that fence with his hands.
Yeah, yeah. In the new G.I. Joe trailer, he looks great. He also is good in the Fast and Furious 5.
Yeah.
He's good. I like him quite a bit.
I think he's good.
Weird, but he's good.
I think it's amazing that he still does wrestling stuff. He's a hugely famous celebrity. He still shows up in some of the wrestling things.
Really?
Yeah, and he's like, remember me?
And he's like, really famous. He still shows up here every week.
Yeah. That's almost true.
He is the Dwayne The Rock Johnson of the show.
Oh, man. What wrestlers are you guys? Pete the Beard?
Pete
LePage? I don't know. What is it?
Pete
the Rage LePage, I believe.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Can you smell what Pete LePage is cooking?
Great. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get
stew.
Some free comics. Let's get the next question.
All right. This question's kind of vulgar. So just get ready.
Vulgar.
Great. If there's any dicks, replace them with Cyclops.
You got it. Okay. Already did that. Chuck, fuck, or marry the
Chuck?
Punisher, Batman, Wolverine.
Can I mention, I'm a little upset that they didn't come up with a third rhyme after Chuck and fuck.
Yeah, oh.
Chuck, fuck, or...
Duck.
Duck? Is that
marriage?
Yeah,
buy them like a nice duck dinner.
Oh.
It's not... Yeah, it is. You are an old Parisian gentleman, after all.
Come sit at my table.
Did you see who Alex Alvin is ducking tonight? He's ducking some celebrity. So Chuck
is kill, right?
Chuck is not kill. It's just chuck him.
Like
just like throw him?
Them?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not murder.
Who would you want to throw as far as you can?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that's
so who
the interpretation.
Is it? Punisher, Wolverine...
Batman, the Punisher, Wolverine.
Oh, you would have to...
Angry.
Wow. Why isn't it just Mary, fuck, kill?
Well, I would chuck Wolverine and then...
He's
pull
the
it,
heaviest.
Throw, well, I, no, but I would be like, oh, it's fastball special, but I suck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we'd have
a good
laugh. Because, I mean, if you chuck any of them sincerely, I feel like you get killed. So I'd chuck Wolverine.
You could chuck Batman without a lot of consequences.
Because he's forgiving, and he doesn't kill.
Yeah, he wouldn't kill, and he'd be like, well, it depends on where you're throwing him.
But that's why I would fuck him, because, I mean, in any of these scenarios, we're assuming that fucking them is tantamount to rape, right?
What?
Or is it consensual?
Whoa!
Well, I mean, they're not going to want to have sex with me.
How do you know that?
Maybe.
You seem like a nice guy.
You're like an erotic man, of course.
Yeah, you have a child. You had sex at least
once. So they want to have sex with me. So, all right, okay, cool.
Well, maybe you have to, like, wine them and dine them. Duck them.
Yeah.
I would duck them and then fuck.
Duck them and fuck.
Oh, I don't know. Then in that case, I guess I would want to marry Batman because it would be a nightmare to be married to Punisher. And you know what happens to people get married to Punisher.
What are you talking about? Why would it be a nightmare? Wouldn't it be a
really nice...
Pete's heart's on the line here.
He's crazier than the other two.
His spouse gets murdered.
I think of the three of them, it would be the most interesting to marry Punisher because he could go up to you and be like, Pete. For years, I was scarred by my family being killed, but finally my heart is open to another. I love you, Pete LePage. Will you marry me?
Nom, 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 nom.
Punisher would propose
to
Pete.
Is that him eating a table?
He's eating something. Oh,
man. Boothman.
What is he eating?
Cyclops.
A hamburger. One of those sandwiches you guys
I got to tell you, if you're listening out there in podcast land, do not eat a hamburger while you're proposing.
And you should also know that we just had a conversation about Pete proposing to the Punisher, or the Punisher proposing to Pete. Pete is legitimately blushing right now. Like this, that no joke, his cheeks grew flushed at the thought of the Punisher going down on one knee for him. And I'll tell you what, that's lovely. That's lovely. I wish you guys the best. I'd love to speak at the
wait,
I'd love
this
to speak
is the best
the
man speech right huh? now?
Yeah. You know, I knew Pete back when he was just a... And then the Punisher walked in. Everyone was dead. I shouldn't tell this story. Let's move on. I would... I mean, if you're going to marry him, you're probably going to fuck him, right? So that's all of them. And then they'll all...
And then eventually chuck them.
And
somewhere.
Then we all die someday, so everyone's going to get fucked. Let's get out of here.
There you go. Do we have any more?
Yep.
Yeah, no. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Oh, we have a bunch more questions.
Questions. All right, lightning round?
No more prize. Okay, lightning round.
All right. If you could resurrect any dead character, who would it be and who would die in their place?
Oh, wow. So, oh, I guess the spirit of death asked this question.
So who would we resurrect?
Yeah, number
Did
one.
Did we kind of already answer this?
Yeah, but you have to agree, all four of you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good, just like usual.
What's the correct? All right, let's all say a name at the same time.
At the same time.
Who someone we resurrect.
Someone we resurrect.
Who's dead? Ready? One, two, three.
Uncle
Damian
Ben.
Ah!
Wait, who did you guys say?
That was, for the record, Uncle that was Ben. A high five I was going for. This is the sort of symbol for that.
That was the gayest high five I've ever seen
did
in my
someone
life.
Say
he was trying
Uncle
to kiss my
Ben?
Hand for oh. a second.
Champions! Huh? Great, let's get the next
Wait,
question.
Wait, who did you guys say?
Uncle Ben.
Oh, Uncle
Ben.
Are you serious?
Alex, I said Uncle. Who did you say?
I didn't say anybody. I was waiting to see
All right, so
guys.
Who dies?
Good. Good.
Who dies in his place?
Who dies in his place?
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
All right.
Yeah, Peter Parker. Yep.
Good to go. Okay.
I'd love to have an old man swinging
Stop
around the
Stop talking about the fact that Peter Parker's dead. It's bullshit.
Forever, too.
Forever.
Two.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah, never coming back.
Who would you have write the Abe Sapien ongoing? Mike Mignola?
Yeah, probably.
That's a
I
good
think
answer.
There's an Abe Sapien ongoing happening, right?
Well, he's
so that guy.
No, I don't think there is right now. There's been some one shots, and he's in the BPRD every now and again.
No, but I'm pretty sure they're launching an Abe Sapien. Yeah, that so, comes out this month sometime.
Awesome. Oh. So we took care of that question. Right?
Good job.
Stay
team.
Tuned. You'll find out.
All right, last question. What superhero comic do you think would be better if the main character lost all their powers?
Ooh.
Oh, good question.
Superman?
That's a good question.
I was going to say Superman as well.
Wow.
Yeah. He'd probably have to walk everywhere.
Oh, man.
That's just the plot of Superman
races.
2, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. not a comic, though, so we're perfect.
That's true. Fair
we're
enough.
Good as gold.
I would say Hawkeye. I'd like to see...
Hawkeye with bad aim?
So that's his...
He just misses?
Well, yeah. I mean, already, I think the Hawkeye series is great, and I think it would be even better if suddenly he lost the only thing that...
So you're saying your criticism of the Hawkeye series is his fucking accuracy?
No, it's not a criticism. I'm saying that already he's, like, at the lowest
you
rung of
actually,
the hero hierarchy.
Next month, Marvel is publishing a book called What If Hawkeye's Hands Fell Off? You should check it out.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool.
In honor of his answer, I'm going to say Batman.
You want Batman to lose his powers?
Lose his powers, which
what do you
is
think?
Money.
Money? Wealth?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Or you're saying his belt falls off and he just can't pull anything from his pouches. He's pouchless.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Why?
Cool. That's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Boothman.
Thank you, Boothman.
Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yep.
Now in the Week in Geek, we're going to talk about some geek culture topics, things happening elsewhere in the world of geek. First thing we're going to talk about, this week's Walking Dead.
Walking
oh,
Dead.
Oh, man.
Guys, things are heating up in Woodbury. What's going on?
Stop
Walking
talking
Dead.
Like that. Oh, my God.
Prison.
I wish Rick. You would turn into a zombie.
Woohoo.
It was a crazy episode.
you infected him with that idea.
And I thought it was really, really sad to see somebody die who I didn't ever like. I thought they did it in such a nice way. And it was, and the fact that, you know, you know, the brother had to stare down the other one and just look in his eyes and see what he was
saying. Let me see if I can figure out what character this is.
It was really...
Oh, probably just two brothers.
Yeah, probably just two brothers.
That you've never met before.
Yeah. Two brothers.
Try not to spoil, but...
Those five guys they introduced this episode.
Yeah, and all brothers. The five Chinese brothers.
Right. Rick's brother killed Rick in this episode?
Yep. He showed up, killed Rick, and was like, I'm Rick now. Great twist. Because it's not like the comic. They make changes.
Yeah, and then the old guy said, and so brother becomes brother.
Yeah, and they were like, Herschel, get out of here.
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah, I don't see people over the age of 50.
Yeah, so this has been a good season so far, this half a season. Uh-huh. I feel like it's just short of great. The first half of the season was fantastic, and there were some good scenes this episode. Yeah. But the first 10 to 15 minutes... kind of dumb.
I thought the whole first half of the episode is pretty lame.
Yeah, so Rick has made a deal with the governor, is mulling over a deal with the governor, where the governor says, turn over Michonne, I'm not going to kill everybody. Immediately in that episode when that happens, the governor goes back, tells everybody he can, actually we're going to kill all those guys, whether they give us Michonne or not.
He tells everybody. Yeah. He releases a paper,
press release. Yeah. Staples them to some walkers, and they're walking around going, did you hear the news? Yeah. It's pretty crazy. Rick has decided, all right, we're going to hand over Michonne. We know he's not going to do it. All the characters of the show are like, he's never going to do it.
And he's like, I'm really going to do it because my hair's all sweaty. Yeah. And then he doesn't do it.
Right. But he walks up to Merle and tells Merle, hey, we're going to take Michonne. You got to help out because I trust you now.
Yeah.
And Merle takes him. That luckily leads to a really nice part of the episode.
Yep.
Merle and Michonne hanging out. Very good scenes. I like the fact that Michonne is talking now. I think that's pretty cool.
Big step for any character to speak in a television show.
I was really nervous that she was going to die, and I'm glad it didn't happen.
Yeah. I do feel like, stupidity at the beginning of the episode aside, this was written by Scott Gimple, who wrote Clear, the episode that was all set. Oh, I'm forgetting his name. Not Mason. Guy who Rick visited.
Oh, yeah.
Direct episode.
Dixon.
No. Nope. Whatever it is.
Great
He wrote
guess.
Another very good Mason episode this Dixon. Season, and he's the guy taking over next season. So I actually feel pretty good about showrunner. Him taking over.
Yeah. I thought it was good, and I thought the scene at the end between Daryl and the unnamed character we talked about earlier.
Who is a brother.
Who is a brother but died. It was awesome. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And it actually was a nice... Having that episode be about sort of that relationship, I thought it was
whatever that
I also thought it was
is.
Hilarious how he was in the car blasting music, and the zombies were around him. He'd drive just like a couple feet. And then they would have to scamper back to him, and then he would
he totally did the
feet.
Door handle trick.
Yeah, the old, like, I'll let you in this time. Nope.
What do you think is going to happen in the season finale?
Well, I guess one question, does a character have to die for this to be a lot of characters
Hopefully
die
not.
In this show? I like all the characters. I don't want to see any of them die.
From the teaser, it's just a question of will they get out of the jail on time for the onslaught?
Yes, I think they will. I really want to know what's going to happen with Tyrese. I like that. That character is very... In the comics, one of my favorite. To have him be with the governor, I want to see how that's going to sort of evolve.
Well, do you think there's going to be a cliffhanger? Are we not going to be done with the Governor-Woodbury conflict by the end of the season?
Oh, I hope he gets killed. Come on. The guy's an asshole. He should die soon.
Okay. The All judgment right. of St. Peter is the governor must die. I do think that there will be some resolution on the governor. He's been on the whole season. I think it's time to move past him as a character into season 3. So I think something will happen here. Andrea is in a bad place, and she's been sort of shitty this season.
Yeah, I think she might die.
She could die.
I think she's going to.
And I feel like they've been playing her up as someone we're supposed to feel very sympathetic toward and really like, but it hasn't really been working, so it may be leading toward her death.
Cool. Have you been watching?
No. I agree with everything that's been said.
Great.
Great. Thanks, Scott. This actually segues nicely into our next topic. This weekend is Geek DVR-mageddon, if you want to call it that, which
Whoa.
I'd like to.
I've been telling everyone that. People on the subway, people I am infatuated with.
Saturday night, new Doctor Who. Sunday night, both Game of Thrones is premiering and Walking Dead is ending. So what are you guys going to be checking out?
What a choice.
Oh, probably all of it, except for Doctor Who.
Yeah?
So just the two things at the end.
There you go. If you had to choose between new episode of Game of Thrones and last episode of Walking Dead,
Walking
what do you
Dead.
Choose?
Walking Dead.
Yeah?
Well, I don't watch Walking Dead, and I'm wearing a Game of Thrones t-shirt, so Game of Thrones.
Ooh. So I think you need to branch out.
Well, what are you looking forward to in the new Game of Thrones? Have you read the books?
I've read all the books. I read the first four books twice, and I have not read the fifth.
You read them twice?
I read the first four books.
Wait,
loved
the first four books?
You read
the first four. There's a fifth book, but I read the first four books before the fifth book came out. And then the fifth book was coming out, and I read the first four books again and read the fifth book.
Holy shit.
You've got a lot of free time. When the sixth book comes out, are you going to read the first five books again?
I may read the fifth book again, but I probably won't read the first four. And also, the series will have caught me up, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, what are you looking forward to in season three?
I am looking forward to the Red Wedding, which will not happen until the end of season three.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that is exciting.
I'm really great. I mean, I'm really. I just.
You are really great.
Thank you. Thank you. I just felt like someone had to say it.
Positive affirmation.
The second season of Game of Thrones really impressed me. I thought the first season was great, and like everyone was blown away by it. I thought it was fine. I thought the second season they did an outstanding job of doing some of the things you're talking about, Walking Dead having done, not necessarily straying from the plot, but lots and lots of material between characters that wasn't in the book that was really compelling that I liked.
Putting Arya with Papa Lannister.
Yes, that's exactly cool. That's fantastic. Exactly what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
That's what
stuff.
I loved about the second season. That and also Sansa and Shay was something that didn't really come up in the first season or in the books. I thought that was really nice.
The thing I'm concerned about is that as the books go on, it seems like you guys have read them, but the characters just get further and further apart. Like, there are fewer and fewer connections between them, and I am interested to see what, like, season four, season five will look like when none of the characters ever intersect. It's just, it's like 10 or 15 main characters and just a flood of guest stars every single week.
I got to think that they're going to make some more changes like they did with Arya and what's his name, Lannister?
Tywin.
I think they got to make more decisions like that where they conflate some characters for the sake of heightening the drama, which is, I think, great and probably better than a lot of the wandering sections of the book.
Well, I will tell you in this really...
Hey, are you making fun of nerd stuff?
No.
Or was that just a microphone mistake?
I coughed.
I'm just amazed by the mind of our fact checker over here, how he knows everything.
Well, he's not under the heavy spotlight of this stage we're on.
Yeah. All right, let's move on with our next news item. This is our last news item. Robert Redford, is he going to be in the new Captain America movie?
The answer is
we
yes,
don't know.
Right?
Yeah, but no, the answer I think is yes.
Yeah? Okay, well, what do you think he's playing?
She's playing a S.H.I.E.L.D. person, I think.
Yes,
I read today a rumor that he was playing a new character like named Spencer or something.
Cool name.
I don't know. It was a new character that I read about. Spencer is striking me. Is Spencer for Hire a real person?
Kind of.
It's a show, right?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Here's my theory. I think, you know, those the council of old people who talked to Nick Fury during the Avengers?
Yes.
My thought is Robert Redford is going to be a representative of them.
Oh, that's cool.
All of those guys were classic actors from classic silver screen, and he kind of fits that category, so I think that would actually be a nice parallel.
That's a great idea, especially like with the Winter Soldier being the storyline. If it's sort of, he has to break his his secrecy and come out and be like, we got to track down this character because he's your friend.
Maybe he plays an old Tommy Lee Jones, like a 140-year-old Tommy Lee Jones.
An older, yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones.
This is actually my second theory. I want him to be an older Dum Dum Dugan.
Oh.
Yeah,
be great. Robert Redford and that big mustache? Yeah. That would be awesome.
Or maybe he's like going to start like a film festival.
I think
Captain America is going to try to make an indie film called The Winter Soldier, and it's going to be like hard because movies are hard.
Name like that, if he is attached to it, that just helps the project. Doesn't hurt it at all.
Wow, you're right.
Pete,
Hollywood
a lot of variety lately.
Before we move on, though, real quick, I think it's time to turn over to Pete's Arrow Corner, where we...
This
is a new segment we introduced last week where Pete catches us up on the TV show Arrow, since he's one of seven people in the world watching it.
It's my guilty pleasure, and I love it.
It's just regular pleasure for you.
Okay, whatever. So the Huntress returns.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, you shit.
Know, oh, geez. What? Yeah, because.
And that's all the time we have for Pete's Arrow Corner.
Yeah, that's it for the week, indeed.
That's all the stomach we have for Pete's Arrow Corner.
Guys, we are going to move on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Huntress LePage.
Huntress.
Yeah. All right. This is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like $25 free? Simply raise your hand. Yeah, first hand up, guy.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Come on up.
Come on. What is your name, sir?
Hey, Baki.
Baki.
Yeah.
Audience, Baki.
Hi.
Sir, try to hold the mic up to your mouth when you talk. That way we can hear you. All right, here we go. So the trivia is on This Week in Comics. So each question is geared towards a comic that came out this past week. All right. Spoiler. In this issue of Wonder Woman number 18, who saves the day? Is it A, Ares, God of War, B, Wonder Woman, or C, Panthro? So it's either A, Ares, God of War, which is the correct answer, or it's B, Wonder Woman.
Ares,
yeah, nice. The twist.
Real yeah. twist. The book's not called Ares.
It's not, no. Okay, question number two. In all new X-Men number 9, what is the setting for the battle with the Sentinels? Is it A, the Golden Gate Bridge, B, Times Square, or is it C, Unicron? So it's either A... Times Square is correct. Awesome. Last one. Who has an amazing cameo in Savage Wolverine number 3? Is it A, Amadeus Cho, B, Sabretooth, or C, Zartan? So it's either A, Amadeus Cho, which I was really excited to see back in comics, or B, Sabretooth.
I didn't see Amadeus Cho, so I guess
he'd be in 3. Yay, would be in 3. $25 free for you, sir. Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Unbelievable. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to, sadly, the last issue of Hack Slash.
Ooh.
Tim Seeley. Yeah, this is it. It was an amazing run. I'm glad we're all there
favorites.
For it.
Yeah, we're all
I'm a little nervous for how it's going to end.
Do you think Cassie is going to walk off into the sunset with Pete LaPage, the candle zombie?
No, she'll probably hopefully walk off with Vlad.
Yeah.
Smooching?
The kissing.
Know. I don't know. They don't have to kiss. I just like them to both be alive, for Christ's sakes.
Do you want them to kiss?
I don't.
Would
I don't.
You like it if they kissed?
I wouldn't mind it.
What do you mean you wouldn't mind it?
Well, I feel like, you know, it'd be nice if Cassie threw him a little smoochie for all his hard work.
Threw him a smoochie?
Yeah, just throw him a smoochie.
Is that what you say at your work?
Yeah.
What?
Boss, come on, you can throw me a little smoochie.
Hey,
smoochie.
I've been working hard over here, boss. Throw me a smooch.
Wow, you can get paid in so many different ways in the world, Pete. I'm looking forward to the Mr. X Hard Candy one-shot from Dark Horse. Mr.
What?
X is a series way back in the day set in the future. It's a futuristic comic about a guy who's like solving crimes in this sort of fucked up world. It's a great series. Definitely check it out.
Cool. There we go. I'm looking forward to Angel and Faith number 20 is coming out. The series is great. Every single issue. I talk about it every single issue.
Yep.
But you guys just don't pick it up.
We don't.
No. We don't trust you because you hate circuses.
Yeah.
I like circuses.
Circus hater.
Circus hater. Geez.
I just don't like Dick Grayson. Sorry, Cyclops Grayson.
Yeah!
I'm looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy number 1.
Nice.
I liked the 0.1 issue. And
I didn't like the numbering of it.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I like the issue, and I like Bendis, and as shameless as it may be putting Iron Man on the team right before the movie or a year or whatever before the movie, I'm interested to read it, so I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
There you go. And Scott, plug some of your stuff. What should people check out?
Well, I do live improv shows here in New York on Wednesdays and Saturdays at the Pit, so check those out. 10 o'clock on Wednesday, 8 o'clock on Saturday. I also have a short film that I ran a Kickstarter for, which is already funded, so I'm not asking for your money. That's going to be online sometime soon.
Awesome. Congrats.
So you can't see it now, but if you Google my name, Scott Eckerd, at some point in the next 6 months, and then go to like the third or fourth page on Google results, you might be able to watch a short film that I made. So
check that out once
it's on the internet.
So guys, put in your calendar to Google Scott Eckert in 5.5 months.
All right, there we go. A couple of things before we go. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Ebud Bell, Brandon Dannenhofer, Tomer Dar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, Patty Tenicella, and Riley Trahan.
Pete! Friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing
guests
we have.
He's pointing at me in an awkward way.
Because you're an amazing guest
that
we have on the show. You get to hear about it ahead of time. Also, check out the Big City Dare 2 draw.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live and tweet at us if you want me to take one of Pete's slippers in Frankencastle.
Nope.
I really thought you were going to say French it.
And
smooch
kiss
it.
Smooch it on the mouth a little.
Give it a smoocheroo. Also, check us out, comicbookclublive.com and nerdist.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Scott.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Bootman. But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here Tuesday nights at Fontana, 7 p.m., totally free. Please tell your friends. Good night,
guys.
Everybody.
Thank you.